on the House side, the Democrats are making incredible gains. They at least to 190 or 195 seats, which would put them in a small pickup truck, you know, six-passenger pickup truck away from the Republicans in the House. So, and again, the same thing, without party discipline, there'll be five or six of those Republicans who will vote with the Democrats on issues. But the main issues are immigration, and some Republicans are going to have to vote for a much better immigration bill. The second most important issue is health care. The Obama health care system has to be amended if it's going to survive. The Republicans would be crazy to vote it out entirely, so they'll put up their own plan. There'll be some jockeying, and some kind of melded plan will come through. And then, of course, we have foreign policy. Now here, boy, this is a poison chalice. No matter what you do, it's the wrong thing, because the Russians are deeply involved in Syria. And the only way to get them out is for the U.S. to create a no-fly zone, which would mean head-to-head with the Russians. Let's hope in the next 20 to 30 days something good will happen on that front. And if Mosul's recaptured, then whoever the president comes in with only one really terrible case in Syria. And the Syrian immigration flow has slowed to a trickle. So I think there will be something that comes out of Syria post this election that looks like a peace agreement, because the Russians are getting pretty tired of it.
Well, mate, it has been a very long and very interesting campaign. We will have answers in the next 4 or 5 days. Do appreciate having a chat with you.
Before we go, what's happening on Wednesday?
Yep, Wednesday is correct.
We're going to have an election special.
That is right. So 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday of next week, November 9th, when the answers will actually be coming in from the United States. Ed will be on bringing his expert commentary as always. I might even get behind the microphone myself, having a little bit of a chat about the results as they come in.
Well, I think this is going to be fun. At first, I thought it'd be a little bit boring, but it's certainly not going to be boring.
No, I don't think boring will be the word for it. Ed, thanks very much, mate. You have a good one.
Thank you. Take care.